This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, avoiding excessive harshness and bad language in the Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the third condition of calling for good and forbidding evil in the Islamic lifestyle, and that is avoiding excessive harshness and bad language when you're performing such an obligation. In the Islamic lifestyle, it is said, in the Islamic teachings, it is said that a person, when he wants to call people towards good, he must call them with a nice tone. He must call them with love. And when he wants to stop them from performing evil, in stopping them, he must avoid excessive harshness and bad language. Why? Because Imam Hassan alayhi salam has said that al-ifratu fil malamati yashubbu niran al-lajaja, that when someone excessively blames someone or he wants to stop someone from performing bad deed, when he use a harsh, excessive harsh wordings, it raises the fire of not listening. It raises the fire of not listening to the parents or that person. So we must avoid the bad language, use of bad language. And this is not good. It is not according to the Islamic teachings. And a Muslim must avoid a bad language. It must avoid the excessive harshness, the harshness that would result into something else, that would result into the disputes, that will result into ignoring such a person and listening to such a person. Therefore, it is necessary to take care of all these things, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of avoiding the excessive harshness and the bad language in the Islamic lifestyle. And this is the third condition of calling for good and avoiding evil. Therefore, we must avoid all these things. Why? Because in the narrations we have that it is said that وَلَا تُكْثِرِ الْعِطَابَ فَإِنَّهُ يُورِثُ الْضَغِينَ, that you must stop and you must not exceed in blaming someone, because when we blame someone and if we exceed in blaming, this will result in the fight, this will result in making enemies, this will result that the person who we are blaming will not have any love or respect towards us. It will reduce, it will remove the respect of two ways. Therefore, when we want to perform the obligation of calling for good and forbidding evil, we must pay attention that we are respecting people, we are dealing with people with respect, we are talking to them nicely, we are trying to explain what they are doing, and we must bring the logic and the reasons for why we are stopping them and why they should stop from performing such an evil act and why they should perform the good deeds. But on the other hand, if we see there is someone who is not listening to us, who never has a respect for himself, then do not waste your time over there. Because after giving the logic and the reasons and everything, even after that, if someone is not listening, then obviously there is no need, because Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam has said, "Man hanat alayhi nafsahu," whoever thinks that his self has no value, "فلا ترجو خيره," then there is no hope of reform in him. Why? Because he has degraded himself, and therefore there is no hope. Therefore, leave him on his own. But do not disrespect, do not use the bad language or harsh words for such person. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.